G'day everyone and welcome to the live show. Welcome to Geocaching Down Under podcast. Thank you everyone for joining us live and also big thank you to the replay viewers and listeners. Thank you for joining us. Very Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you are all getting in the Christmassy mood. So let's have a quick look and see who is joining us live here tonight. So chuck a little hello, hi, how are you, Merry Christmas in the chat room so I can see you. I love to see all the names there on the screen, so let me know who's here. Let's have a look. We've got Ozfox. Thanks for joining us tonight, mate. Thank you very much. Lainey Kelly, wonderful. Thanks for joining us. Darren Archer, all the way up in Queensland. Thank you. And Houston, Texas, Dave, all the way from America. Thanks for joining us, mate. Really enjoyed having you here. Annie, Angel G's 27. Thanks for joining us tonight, Angel G. Really great. Ooh, I even found it, podcast all the way from Sweden. Thanks for joining us, mate. That's awesome. Patrick and Trish, thank you. Alrighty, Kitty Catch even in the chat room multitasking tonight. I like it. I like it. Lisa Kay, a coolest one. Thanks for joining us. Bill Morgan, DTY, Andrew Bush, ooh, all the way from New Zealand. Thanks for joining us, mate. Team Casho, Gary, thanks for joining us. Elizabeth. And Elizabeth Lewis and Elizabeth Shaw. I have to distinguish the two of you because otherwise I get confused. I've done that before and I'll probably do it again. Oh, dear. Elizabeth Shaw joining us from Phillip Island in Victoria. Thanks for joining us. And Duncan all the way from Norfolk Island via satellite. That's awesome. Thanks for joining us, Duncan. That's really cool. Who else have we got here? Greg and Jen all the way from WA. Woohoo. That's nice and early for you over there. What's that? 4:30, 3:30 in the afternoon over there? My goodness me. Who else have we got here? The McAdies from Victoria. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, Ben. That's awesome. And Grub Fred. He's a local friend of mine here, Grub Fred. Thanks for joining us, mate. Really great to have you here. And Sheridan all the way from Brizzy. We've got Richery. They're down in Sydney. Thank you. And Thomas Atengengen. He's here from the ACT as well. Oh, and there we go. We've also got Team Canary joining us from Sydney Way as well. Thanks, Team Canary. Really enjoyed having everyone here live. And to the replay viewers, thank you for joining us. Now, just so you're all aware, you may have heard of a brains trust, but tonight I've got three brain cells who will be joining me for a chinwag on the year that was and what to look forward to in 2022. So feel free to chat amongst yourselves, keeping it PG, of course, and always. Santa's elves are monitoring the chat room and will put you on the naughty list without hesitation if you so much as put one bauble out of place and you don't want to find yourself on Santa's naughty list this close to Christmas. Just saying. So we've also got another winner for the GDU calendar photo of the month for November. So stay tuned for the announcement at the end of the show for that one. This month, the prize fairy has gone absolutely crackers with the prizes. So first off, John and Di, our friends and our sponsor at geostuff.com.au, they have kindly contributed two spectacular Christmas-themed prizes that will fill your little hearts with Christmas cheer. Trust me when I say you want to stick around to see that. That is going to be super cool. I did put that up on socials earlier in the week, so you very well may know what that is. We've also got a very special prize that has been organised for the photo of the year 2021. So that's been picked by all of my brain cells, which sounds hilarious, from all the calendar photo submissions throughout the whole year. So every submission, whether it was a winner or not, has been thrown into the pot, and we have all had a vote, and we have come up with a winner. So we've been working behind the scenes to pick a winner, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed with the winner or the prize. Also, we've got Matt, also known as Ministro, one of our Aussie reviewers. He was a guest on the show last month. If you haven't seen it, go back and check out the replay or listen to the podcast. He has generously donated a one-year premium geocaching membership for one lucky viewer as well. So if you're not already a premium member, be sure to put your name down and get in on that. And you can get a free year premium geocaching membership. And as if that wasn't enough, I have also got six 2020 mistletoe travel bugs to give away. So I'm going to give them out randomly throughout the show. So you better not pout. I'm telling you why. You better be paying attention. Get ready. There will be some tricky questions there for those and also some good prizes for there. Okay. Now also what we're going to do is to make sure that everyone gets a prize or as many people as possible get a prize. If you win a prize, you are then no longer eligible to win another prize just so everyone can have a chance and we don't end up with one person taking home Santa's sack full of toys and presents and prizes. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So if you're a winner, you can put an answer in, that's fine, but you will be disqualified from winning any further prizes. So thanks for your understanding regarding that. Firstly, thanks to all of our Patreons, and a special thanks to Lainey at LK Consulting Group for the marketing, mentoring and coaching program, and all the Christmas magic she has spread all over the podcast this month. So thank you very much. That has been very helpful. GSStuff.com.au for their ongoing support with prizes each month. They are the best elf Santa could ever wish for. So thank you very much. I am very humbled by your support. Thank you. Special thanks to my mum also for her support. She is helping to pay for some of the cost of bringing the show to you every month. So thank you very much, Mother. And also Patrick from Found It Podcast. He is also looking to chat with any more Aussies who would like to share their geocaching experiences on his podcast. So if you're interested, reach out to me and I'll pass on your name to Patrick. You can be on an international podcast there. Okay, so lastly but not leastly, look out for some special guest appearances because you never know who will be coming down the chimney. Just saying, get ready. By now you should all have your preferred drink in hand. Maybe it's a festive eggnog, maybe it's something a little softer. But grab your Rumbles or your Trifle Bowl and let's get this Christmas show started. And I know the very best way to start off this Christmas cracker episode is by a cheeky little giveaway. Everyone get ready in the chat room. Let me just bring up my little chat room here so I can see all your answers. This is a question for everyone in the chat room. Get ready. Bit of Christmas trivia for you all. What was the original title for The Little Drummer Boy? What was the original title for the song The Little Drummer Boy? It was originally not called The Little Drummer Boy. It was originally called something else. Put in your answers, Houston. I don't need a number. I need an answer. I want an answer to the question. What was the original title for the song The Little Drummer Boy? Go, put your answers in there now. I want to know. I had to look this up because I didn't know the answer either, but hopefully someone in the chat room knows that. Oh, Diana Terry, you reckon it was Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum? Oh my goodness, Patrick all the way over in Sweden, you are the winner of that one. Woohoo, good job. It is right. Oh, dear. There you go. Good job, Patrick. That is correct. It was actually called Carol of the Drum. It wasn't originally called The Little Drummer Boy. It was Carol of the Drum. So good job, Patrick. I will get a mistletoe travel bug to you. You probably already got one, but in case you don't, there you go. Patrick, I'll get that in the post over to you. So good job there. That is that. Let us get into the show, everybody. So sit back, get ready in your comfy seats, and let's get the show started. Hi, everyone. So just in case you are new to the show and this is your first time watching or listening, I am Purple Cash Eater and I am from the central coast of New South Wales. I originally took over this podcast from Craig, who is See My Shell. I took over from him back in 2018, late 18. And tonight I am joined by some very good friends of mine and supporters and sponsors, John and Di from gsstuff.com.au and Kitty Catch. Will be joining me tonight and we'll be taking a look at the year that was 2021 and how we managed to survive the trials and tribulations, mainly the lockdowns, and we're going to explore what we have to look forward to next year in 2022. So if you've got any questions, comments, put them in the chat room. I'll try to get them displayed on the screen, but without further ado, here are John and Di from gsstuff.com.au and Kitty Catch. Welcome everyone, thanks for joining me.
Hi.
Howdy.
How are you all?
Good.
That's good. Now, John and I know you've been very busy with the lead up to Christmas. How have you been going?
Flat out.
The shop keeping you busy?
Yes, very busy.
That's good. Everyone's getting their Christmas orders in, are they?
Nice. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, good. Do you have a cutoff date for postage for Christmas items? By Friday?
Probably around about now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
The way the post is at the moment, it's like, a bit unless they do express post.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Or everyone watching or listening, get your orders in as soon as possible so you can get your bits and pieces before Christmas. And Kitty Catch, thank you for joining us. How have you been lately?
I've been really well, thanks, Terri-Ann.
That's good. That's good.
But getting a bit drowned under all the wet weather, but we seem to be coping and still getting out there.
Yeah, that's right. It has been a little bit crazy. Oh, what do you have there, John? Little sneaky, sneaky. There you go. That even reads the right way. Okay, so that is our GDU 2020 calendar. It is in John and Di's hot little hands, and that will be on their shop very, very soon for you to buy. John, you want to tell us how much that one is?
$15.95.
That's it. Look at that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice pictures in there.
Yeah, there are some really great pictures too. So it's an A4 size, so it's not massive, so it won't take up your whole wall. So you can take that to work. You can put it on your desk at home, in the kitchen, stick it on the fridge. Look at that. Now there is also, did you want to tell them about the codes, Di?
No, John can do that.
Okay. Well, John, we'll chuck John in the deep end. John, tell us about the codes on each month.
So there's a, where is it? There it is. A discount code every month for different stuff.
Yes.
Different geo stuff.
Different geo stuff on geostuff.com. You can get a different discount each month. They are valid for the month that the code is displayed for. So not only are you getting a really cool calendar to look at with some cool pictures, you can also access a discount code for geostuff.com.au. How cool is that? Excellent. Kitty, are you thinking of getting a calendar this year or for next year?
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed. I put in my order to Jess stuff, I think, about a week ago. I'm expecting my little packet, well, my quite big package, actually, any moment now. And I'm thinking, oh, I should have waited for the calendar. But then
that's all right.
Things would have been late for Christmas, so I'll just have to order some more stuff. Hey, John?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's always something more that takes my fancy.
It is. It's all the shiny things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all. I always pick the expensive ones for some reason.
And that's what we like.
We've got yes. Lots of shiny stuff.
Welcome, Julie. Thanks for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Hi, Julie.
There you go. Oh, look at that. And Lainey, she's got one for the fridge, and her birthday is marked in big, bold letters so that I remember it, as if I could forget. We're a week apart. We're both Sagittarians. We're fine. We're all good. Oh, that's great. Alrighty, so basically we're going to talk about, first off, the year that was 2021, and really all I can really think of is sort of, how did you go with geocaching? Did you get many finds? Were the lockdowns pretty hard on you? I know John and I, you're in South Australia, and Kitty, you're in ACT, so we've had a few different rules, and I'm in New South Wales, so we've had different rules again. So I'll start off with John and Di. How did you go with getting out and geocaching this year?
Not too bad. Mm. I mean, we didn't have really any restrictions at all. So it was more like finding the time to actually go out. Mm. We had to make the time to go out. And do it, but restriction-wise, we were pretty good.
Oh, great. Okay, nice. And how about you, Kitty? Were you held back from geocaching at any time?
Only in the fact that we had to cancel quite a few trips that we had planned. We were hoping to catch up with John and Di in, I think it was August. We had an event planned down the road at the pub and going to do the York Peninsula, and all had to be cancelled.
Mm.
Quite a few trips had to be cancelled, but I still hit over 2,000 finds this year.
Congratulations.
I'm pretty pleased with that, because I'm doing it so there's a challenge where you have to get 2,000 finds every year for 3 years, I think.
Wow.
So okay. I just ticked that little box.
So was that year one of that challenge, or are you on year two or
three? That's year three.
Oh, okay, great. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a big effort.
Well, that was definitely way more than what we did.
Yeah.
I haven't even found 2,000 in total. And you've done it in a year.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, that's great, yeah. Oh, okay. What do we got here? Grub Fred. He said, I've been a bit slack, just saving the days to complete the third filling of my 366-day grid. The third time round. That's pretty good, Grub. You were under the same restrictions I was. So I think it was a good, you know, 2-3 months we weren't allowed out more than 5 kilometres from our house. So
yeah,
that's a good effort.
New South Wales was really restricted, wasn't it? People in Sydney and various areas.
Yeah, and we get collected in the Greater Sydney zoning. So we got that 5 kilometre limitation of travel as well. So
must have been really tough.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know, as you're watching your consecutive days of not geocaching slowly tick over, it gets a bit depressing there. I don't know. I've stopped looking. I don't even want to know what my consecutive days is.
What's the restriction? Are there any restrictions in ACT at the moment?
I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat can tell me. But we have to check into places, but we don't have to wear masks, go out to dinner and lunch and things. There might be some restrictions on cafes, seatings. I'm not sure. Can any of my buddies put it in there? I don't know. Not really, I don't think. I don't think we're going to get to Auckland, though. I'm not sure what's happening about Auckland and whether anybody's going to try to get to their scheduled event. But Auckland was in a has had it pretty hard, haven't they, with their mega.
We've got Andrew Bush in the chat room. He's in New Zealand, so tell us, Andrew, how are you guys going with the lockdowns and things like that? You said you found a couple hundred maybe due to lockdowns, so it sounds like you've had some restrictions in terms of traveling and getting out. I know it's been difficult for us in Australia with borders. I know borders have really restricted us, having to stay within your own state, and then even close to home as well. Oh, there we go. Team Canary, 96-day slump. Yeah, I reckon I am pretty close to that as well. There you go. Oh, Annie in ACT, we were restricted to local areas and not allowed in parks, but that's all in the past. That's right. Oh, there we go. Thanks, Andrew. Auckland is just out of a lockdown.
Wow. But are the borders to Australia open? That's what we want to know.
I believe so. I believe they opened a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing of people travelling. And there we go. I've got Patrick from Sweden. He says, masks on public transport, vaccine passports during big events and recommendations to work from home. But we'd never had lockdowns in Sweden. Well, that's pretty lucky. Yeah, we've got the vaccine passports too that we've got to show where we go to events or certain venues, things like that. Dear. Andrew says January, so maybe January for travel. I thought it was open now.
Yeah. But, we'll wait and see, hey?
We will wait and see because their event has been rescheduled. So January 22nd, so it's not a lot of time to go. That's just over a month away. But here he goes. He says maybe just for New Zealand citizens or residents. So we'll see. Richery says New Zealand is open to residents, I believe, not tourists. New Plymouth hasn't been able to come over. There you go.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. And the Queensland border, that one opened 1 a.m. yesterday. So I think you still got, you know, your passports and applications and all that.
And WA is February 2nd or the 5th?
Okay.
I think.
Right. So
I see Andrew, who was it? Thomas the Tank said SA is being tough, but not quite as tough as WA.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. They've been pretty firm, haven't they? There we go. We've got Duncan from Norfolk. He says, in regards to the Auckland Mega, most of us won't be allowed in to get into New Zealand from mid-January. You have to be a New Zealand citizen or permanent resident and 7 days isolation at home on arrival. Okay.
Wow.
That sounds like it's going to be tough for international travellers. Yeah, that's right, Andrea. Yeah, it was looking like it was going to be open for us, but then Omicron got us. So anyway, there we go. Greg and Jen from Western Australia, they say Western Australia will be open on the 5th of Feb. So, yeah, early Feb for Western Australia. Fingers crossed January for New Zealand and Queensland is open. And I believe New South Wales and Victoria are open, so they should be fine.
Just as long as we can get to Wangaratta, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. That's only, what is it now, like 30 days?
Yeah. Is Geo stuff going to be at Wangaratta?
If the borders let us be there, they will be there.
Look at that.
And we can get calendars from you then?
If we haven't sold out, we'll have them there.
There is another shipment on the way. There is another shipment on the way. Do not panic. Oh, dear. Yes.
Panic buying calendars. We've got a new theme going.
That's right. So I know we were a bit restricted on what we could do, but did either of you, Geostuff or Kitty, did either of you have any memorable geocaching experiences this year?
Well, for me, I think one of the ones was waiting just outside of Daybra.
Oh, that's like right. You sort of camped on the border, didn't you?
On the county, we were actually in Queensland. We'd gone north of Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast, but we were sort of sitting on the county border, waiting to not find out. Right up till the day before, they said yes, it was going ahead, and we drove in and basically checked in that afternoon to our hotel and stuff. So it was so good that event went ahead, even though it was pretty wet and lots of people. We did miss lots of people that couldn't get there.
Yes. Yeah, I saw the
pictures. But it was a little bit of a shining light in the year for many of us.
Yeah, that's right. It was something to look forward to. How about you, John and Di? Did you manage to get out?
No. We were planning to go to the Daybra event. We had it all booked, everything like flights and whatnot. Mm. And 3 days before we were due to fly out, they had their lockdown. So we had to make the decision to basically cancel everything. Mm. And then it turned out that when we were due to land, at about, I don't know what it was, it was 2 o'clock on the Thursday. At 12 o'clock on that day, they actually lifted the restrictions. God. So we could have gone.
Yeah.
But then we thought, we still had to quarantine for 2 weeks when we come back into South Australia. And we was due to come back on the Tuesday.
Yep.
And on the Monday, the South Australian government said, oh, no, everything's all good. So they lifted the restrictions. So... Mm. In the end, we could have actually gone and actually dodged all of the restrictions. But, we just couldn't take the chance at the time.
It's a hard call right at the time, you've got moments to make a decision, it's such a big journey. You can't just turn up to the airport and see, So.
No, well, that's right.
Yeah.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, we might use our flight credits to go to Townsville.
Ah, yes, yeah. For Easter next year. Yeah, that's right. Mm.
Let's hope we don't have to wait on borders or counties or sweating on flights going ahead for Townsville or even for Wangaratta because what's going on. But I think one that we're all thinking about, well, some of us are thinking about, is the USA and whether it's going to be at all possible to get across to Seattle.
Mm.
Or is it safe to go? We have travel insurance. What happens if you get stuck over there?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, a lot of people are saying
it's still scheduled for this year, isn't it?
Not worth going.
Yeah, it's still scheduled in for August this year, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure. I haven't heard another update.
No,
would like to go, but is it safe to go?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to see, hey?
Who knows?
And some of the other big events over there too. I'd love to go to. CacheCon or,
yeah,
I don't know.
There's some big ones, isn't there? Well, let me just
pop
these up, seeing as we're talking about events. So referencing Geocaching Victoria, the Wangaratta event, that's been moved from the 13th and 14th of November this year. That's been postponed to the 15th and 16th of January. So as we say, what's that, like 30, 31 days away, so not too far to go now. That one is GC8EW45, and that's the Wangaratta event just over the border in Victoria. The New Zealand mega that we were talking about that was originally due in 2020 has been moved to 2021 and then got shuffled again. So that is now on the 22nd of January next year, 2022. So once again, that's, what, like 40 days away? So that might be a bit tricky with flights in it and whatnot. And then after that, we've got the Geocache Queensland. Well, Cache Queensland, I should say, their event in Townsville. I can't believe that that is in Easter. Like, Easter is already just around the corner. The last event was in Easter. This one's, was it Easter? Yeah, it was. The next one's in Easter, and this one's just nearly here already. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, 16th of April, that one. GC9BVWD up in Townsville. Nice, sunny, hot, and humid Townsville. That'd be nice. Get away from all this rain. Next one on the list is Western Australia Goes Big. That's going to be held in Bunbury. That's on the 4th and 5th of June. So what's that? That's 6 months away. That one is GC9F6KC, and that's Western Australia Goes Big. I'd love to get to one of those one day. They look amazing. Bit of a drive.
We went, what was that, 5 years ago?
Something like that.
And it was a good event?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah, it really was big.
And really, they should be megas, but I don't know why they don't actually sort of achieve that mega status, but they are very, very well.
Do you have to apply for the mega status, though?
No, you have to hit a certain amount of people will attending.
Okay, yeah. So that automatically ticks you over into a mega event.
Only if you do a follow-up one, like the Geocaching Victorian people do one every year, and once you've got that status, it can roll over.
Okay.
But if you miss a year, you lose it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, the one we went to was really well organised and had an absolute ball.
Excellent. Oh, that's great. And then we were talking about the American event. So that's been postponed to August of 2022. So that's Geostock, Going 8 Mega, the HQ Celebration and Geo Woodstock in Canada. And they are looking to be held of August 2022. So fingers crossed. And then I might just give you a little handball here, Kitty. So, Kitty, I know you are on the committee for the Oz Mega. So the Oz Mega is going to be held in Canberra in Easter of 2024. We did see the video come out a couple of weeks ago, so I'll hand it over to you and you can tell us a little bit more if you can.
Right, well, the committee for the Oz Mega committee met last night, and some people might be wondering why, but Easter 2024, which sounds like so far away, it's only just over 2 years away, so we're fast running out of time, actually. We met last night and voted and decided on an event name, which is always very important, and just as important is the event mascot. So I'm really excited to announce the 2024 Canberra event is going to be called the Capital Geobash.
We decided to give
it that sort of a flavour, and we've chosen the Gang Gang Cockatoo as the event mascot, and it's a beautiful black cockatoo. The male has a red head, and we think we can do quite a bit with that, with the colours, geo stuff, to get some nice new shirts going, and hats and things. But, really excited to take that first step into planning for 2024.
That's exciting.
So come on down to the Capital Geo Bash.
The Capital Geo Bash. Okay, we're going to put that on all of our Geo GDU calendars for next year. As a reminder, make sure we put our will attends in. So that can only be released live a year out, can't it?
I believe so, yeah. We don't get any automatic mega status or anything like that. I don't know if Greg will be able to push for it to be a bit earlier. Can't remember the rules at the moment. Is it 6 months out, a year out? I'm not sure.
I think there was
most events special. It's 3 months, but we might.
No, I think for a mega is 12 months.
But we don't have that status yet. You have to earn that status. So it will depend if we can hit the.
You would have that from the Queanbeyan one.
No, because that was 2019. It's too long ago. They don't let you roll over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking for early will attends once we do it, but we'll come to that. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
The cart before the horse. It will be on socials. It will be advertised. We won't miss out. Plenty of time, as I say. Like, it does race around the years, but there'll be plenty of notice for that. That is sure. Well, everyone is loving the choice of the name and the mascot. So that is awesome. Good job. Good job. We're all down for the capital Geo Bash. Andrew Bush, he reckons that you can get an event published 1 year in advance. So I thought it was 1 year, but might be special conditions.
So I'm sure Greg will be able to pull some favours from somewhere. We'll see what he can do.
Swindle something?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Plenty of time to get organised.
So if anybody hasn't seen the video yet, send me a message. Check it out on the Canberra Facebook page. It did go up on various Facebook pages. Check out the wonderful site that it's going to be held in. I think we're breaking new ground with the event location.
So. Oh, the facilities look amazing. Check out the video. Oh my goodness. It looks really cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, going to have enough toilets. Not like Queen Bin. We're going to have enough toilets this time.
And showers. Yeah. Well, there you go. Bill Morgan is looking forward to the Canberra event. Some great people on the committee, so it should be good. Yes, if Queen Bee is anything to go by, this one is going to be amazing because they only get bigger and better, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, I think we might just chuck in a sneaky little mistletoe giveaway. So next one for the giveaway. Let me just have a quick look here. So this one I have chosen to give to a specific person. So this one I'm calling the Muggle Distractor Award. So this award is for the geocaching support system. So it's a supporter of a geocacher in their life. That can be someone who runs interference and lets you know when there's a muggle on the way. They could pretend like they're taking a photo of you while you're looking at, you know, an electrical box or a guardrail or something tricky like that. So this TB, this one is going to Wendy from Team Canary. So congratulations, Wendy, and Team Canary. You're going to get a little travel mug there, and that's just for supporting the geocacher in your life, as I am sure they are very appreciative. So I'll reach out to you and get some details from you. So there you go. That was TB number two. So stay watching, guys. They're going to be drawn random throughout the show. Some of them will be questions. Not all of them are picked for you.
There you go.
Grub Fred, I can put on a commercial for you. You might not like it, so it better be a quick dirty martini because life is not long. There you go. Thanks, Joelle. That's right. Congrats, Team Canary. That's awesome. Houston, Texas. Look at that. Your wife is a muggle too. Well, hopefully she runs interference for other muggles and distracts them with a dazzling conversation while you're searching around through bushes and guardrails and under lamp posts, skirts. That's awesome. You are very welcome, Wendy. You enjoy that TB. If you don't want it, you can always throw it at Mark, and I'm sure he will make good use of it. Oh, there you go, Houston. Your daughter is the reason you started geocaching. She introduced us to it. Well, there you go. That's cool. I hope she still does it. I hear so often of people introducing another person and then the first person stops geocaching and the other people carry on. I hear that all the time. Oh, dear. So I'll throw in a quick Christmas question here for everybody. Tell us your favourite Christmas movie. I'll start. So mine's Home Alone. That's my favourite Christmas movie. John and Di, what's your favourite Christmas movie?
I like lots of them.
Yeah.
The black and white one with the, what's his name? A Christmas Story? I don't know.
No idea.
That sounds good.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. That's a good one. That's always on the list. There you go. Even Oz Fox has chimed in. Yep, Die Hard. Favourite Christmas movie. You have to watch it at Christmas. There you go. We've got Black Christmas, the Doctor Who specials. My goodness me, that is hardcore. Oh, look out. We've got a bit of contention here. Andrew Bush in New Zealand, he reckons Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, even though it's set at Christmas time. It's not a Christmas movie.
In Australia it is.
We count it as a Christmas movie, don't we?
I like Andrew Gardner's one.
Andrew, where are you? Here you go. Life of Brian. My goodness me. Oh, yes, Grub Fred, I'm with you. It's Griswold's all the way. It is not Christmas.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. vacation is yours, Christmas vacation. How about you, Kitty? What's your favourite Christmas movie?
I don't really mind any of the classics. I'm usually half an hour, I'm usually asleep half an hour into it anyway, so it doesn't really matter what you're on.
You're one of those, are you? So as soon as the movie's on, you're out like a light. Okay.
That's me.
Okay. That's right, Elizabeth. It is National Lampoon's or Love Actually. They are both great. Well, there you go. So Patrick and Trish from Founder Podcast, Black Christmas 1974. That's a bit of a classic there. There you go. That's awesome. Good on you. And Houston, your daughter is in high school now, so she's too old for it, but we do find a cash or two on holidays. Oh, well, that's great. I'm glad you're still getting out and about and having given up completely.
Never too old to find a cash.
Oh, absolutely not. God. I hope they hide them in nursing homes.
Hey, who else is planning to go out caching on Christmas Day? We've got a little group that's planning to get out early while our older teenage or older kids are still sleeping, not emerging. We're going to go out and hit the multi-level car parks and trees in odd locations and shop fronts and, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get up early while
while everyone's asleep, we're going to hit those high stealth caches.
Oh, yeah. It's quiet before lunchtime on Christmas, so that's a good idea.
We've got Christmas at our place this year, so I won't be going out finding any.
You're not going anywhere. You'll be tied to the house. That's right. There you go. Ben's got a whole schedule here. If you watch Love Actually followed by Die Hard, Alan Rickman gets punished for what he does to Emma Thompson in Love Actually. There you go. Bit of continuity there across movies. I like it. Yeah. I didn't realise that Love Actually was the sequel to Die Hard. There we go. Richery down in Sydney. There is a Cito, however you want to pronounce that, in Sydney on Christmas Day. There you go. So if you're in Sydney, Elizabeth has said it's in Chester Hill. Chester Hill, Cito on Christmas Day, if you're so inclined and would like to go clean up a park. Yes, there you go. Sheridan up in Queensland. She's going early on Christmas Day. And, whoa, missed it. Patrick and Trish, they're going out Boxing Day to do Reach the Peak Souvenir in just one day. My goodness, that's a long day. Oh, there you go. Kitty Catch, you've got an additional. Count me in.
There's another good day to go out is New Year's Day too, of course, when everybody's in bed with a hangover.
Hungover, that's right, yeah, hungover Christmas. Oh, look out. Looks like I'm going out too on Christmas Day. Only if I get out of my PJs. Oh, I didn't realise there was terms and conditions.
Nobody will know. Nobody will see you.
That's right. Everyone will be asleep. No one will be up. It'll be fine. There you go. Barbara, you're going to head to the city and do some adventure labs. Good job. That'll be good. There you go.
Yeah, any of those adventure labs that are really hard to get parking for in any of the major cities, it'd be good to get to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there won't be many people around, so that'll be good. Oh, dear.
All those Brisbane ones. I don't know if you have Brisbane listeners, but.
Yeah, they're a bit more loosey-goosey, though, up there, aren't they?
What does that even mean?
Well, I'm a Queenslander. I can say that, you know. I'm from there, you know. They're a bit, whatever. Everything's a bit slower in Queensland. We take our time.
Really, Terrier?
We take our time. See, look, Brisbane's got scooters. You just park miles away and then you can get a scooter and scoot up and down the hills of Brisbane and that'll get your glutes working, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. We got electric bikes when we were in Brisbane, but, you know, there's so many that are upstairs and behind things. We figured in the end we would have been better off walking for quite a lot of it.
I know,
but
right?
But scooters might be good because at least you can park them.
Yes.
Leave them and, you know.
Or you could carry them because they're lighter than a bike. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Brisbane's the city of hills and Adelaide's the city of churches. Go figure.
Yeah.
And also hills.
Yes. Hills as well. Post-Christmas lunch cash. Good idea, Annie. And Houston, you're going to be hiding some to be published on Christmas Day. Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Are either of anyone here looking at getting some hiding caches for Christmas Day, New Year's Day, any of those special?
That might be a good idea. Yeah? I've got some caches that I've claimed locations for that I just have to get out and hide.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And might be able to get published.
Yeah. John and Di, are you looking at putting any hides out?
No, I think our first one for next year will be our anniversary one.
Okay. When's that for?
Australia Day.
Oh, okay.
We found a few of your anniversary ones down near that lake, out near the Coorong. Coorong, is it?
Just the one lake. You've only got one lake in South Australia.
I'll be out here, Jules. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we found some of the Snappy Tomcat ones, anniversary caches.
Yep, there's one down there.
Meningi, Murray Bridge.
Manham.
And then over on Yorks. There's probably about three or four over on Yorks.
And we're not happy that Australia Day is on a Wednesday this year because we can't pull a sneaky long weekend.
I think we're all unhappy about that, hey?
Yeah.
Never
mind.
Oh, well. You never know. So how did you all go with souvenirs this year? I know we had quite a few souvenir challenges, even though, you know, lockdowns and whatnot was a little bit slow and challenging. They were extended and whatnot. How did you go with souvenirs?
I think we got most of them. I don't know how far up the mountain sort of we've gone with the reach the peak, but I think we've got a couple of them.
Yeah. I've done least. Shocking. I literally think I've got two. Like.
Oh.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. No, how about you, Kitty? How have you got?
I'm pretty sure I got all of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty focused on getting those souvenirs.
Yeah.
I think I've reached Denali's peak already, so I think I qualify for the bonus one whenever that's going. Does anyone know when that's coming out? Is that at the end of the reach the peak? Maybe in a month's time when it finishes, maybe they'll release the bonus then.
Yeah, I saw an update the other day, but I can't remember the date they said.
So you've had to have reached base camp and the peak for each one to get the bonus, whatever it is.
Yep, that's right, get the bonus souvenir.
And then there's the New Year's Day, New Year's Eve ones as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Fine one. I think they've extended that. You've got a whole week to get those, not just on the day. So.
Not just a day, yeah.
I think that's quite so good, you know.
I've seen there's lots of events all over the place being advertised. We've got Julie and I are doing one New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, and I've seen them popping up all over the place, which is good.
Yeah, that is good. We've got a couple of conflicting things here. So Ozfox reckons the Reach the Peak is February for the next souvenir, and then Andrew Bush reckons March. But February, March, I think it was in the newsletter that came out a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, keep an eye on the newsletter, and that will give us all of our updates. Hey, Tattooed Squared, welcome. Late but not out of it. Good job. Welcome. Thank you for joining. There you go. And Andrew Bush has given us 6th of March for the next Reach the Peak. Pretty sure it's
March.
In the app.
It's a long way off. I'm really hoping that they release another locationless cache like that. We had Signal the Frog, and then we had GC8 Neat.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to release a new one at the beginning of the year.
Well, you've still got till the 6th of February, or not the 6th of February, you've still got till December of 2022 to get GC8.
Yeah. Many of us have got one. I think they should do at least one every year.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, something different.
They might do COVID and counting.
That's a good one. You should pitch them that idea, COVID and counting.
Be a nice puzzle, wouldn't it? Did anybody see the bagpipes that they made look like a little COVID?
No, I missed that.
No, I yeah.
Where was that?
That was just a joke on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
But it was so funny, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Coming to you from Scotland, the latest COVID, and it was a little bagpipe-shaped COVID.
Okay. All right, well, how about we give away a third mistletoe? I reckon it's about time. So mistletoe TB, can't see it because of my green screen, but that is the TB there. So hopefully everyone is in the chat room just anticipating a win here. But this one I have actually nominated a winner. So this one is for the Furtherest Supporter and Bravery Award. They're combined. And it goes to Houston, Texas, Dave, all the way over in Texas. So thank you very much, Houston. Oh, dear. You are my furthest supporter away and the bravest, and I'm giving that to you because you watched GDU live through a hurricane just to get you through. So, so if that doesn't qualify you to get you a TV, I don't know what does. So congratulations, Houston, Texas. I'll be in touch with you after the show, and I will get that little travel bug off to you all the way over in America. So thank you for watching. Really appreciate our viewers from all over the world. It is so cool, and I haven't forgotten about you, Patrick and Trish, over in Sweden. Thank you very much. But I'm giving that one to Houston for his bravery in watching us in the middle of a hurricane as well. That's right. You certainly did. I think it was, what, 4 a.m. or something? Yeah, 4 a.m. watching GDU to take your mind off the hurricane. My goodness me. Oh, dear. All right, well, we've gone through all the events for next year that we know of, and I'm just talking about, like, big ones. Kitty, you've given us a bit of an update on the what's the name of it,
Capital Geobash.
How about
June long weekend?
Next year in June.
So helpful. Yep, June.
It's the 20th. It will be the 20th event, provided it goes ahead.
Yes.
At the original, where the original one was at Clare. So that should be good.
So that's just northeast of Adelaide, isn't it, out towards the wineries?
Yeah, about an hour and a half north.
Oh, lovely. Yep. Wonderful. So that's in June.
Yep.
I've just
Funnily enough, it's the June long weekend.
They must have thought long and hard about that name. Yeah. Now, I've just had a little smoke signal from the chat room, so I'm going to give away a unscheduled prize. So everyone get ready. I'm going to have to do a random draw because I don't have a question for this unless one of my three brain cells has a Christmas trivia question at the ready. If any of you have something off the top of your head.
Oh, you were Googling the other day.
Googling a little heart's content. Let's just quickly. I'll do a Google myself. All right. Let's do a
Kitty Cash. She's got a question. I can see it in her face.
She is. She's a genius. She's a
Googling.
Googling away. So while you're Googling away, I'll show you what the prize is. So this one is on behalf of Andrew Bush, all the way in New Zealand. So thank you very much, Andrew Bush. This is your own personalized tag. So that is cool. What we are going to be giving away. So he is all the way over in New Zealand, very generously has sent me a few. So I will give I'll give another one away towards the end of the show as well. Just remind me, Andrew, to give away the other one. So that is the TB there. Kitty, how are you going with your Googleating?
I've got a question.
You've got a question. All righty, I'll throw it to you, Kitty.
I've got a question. It's about a classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge?
Mister?
In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge?
I nearly called it out.
We can't win, dear. Diane. There's no good doing that.
I know.
Dear. Oh, man. All righty. There we go. Toad Squared says Ebenezer. Everyone's jumping in. Ebenezer.
That's if they got the spelling right. Got to get the spelling right.
Yeah, you got to get the spelling right.
Yeah, that I don't know how to spell. It's interesting, isn't it, to see
okay, back up. You guys are too fast. I think
that was
Darren Archer is the first one to spell it correctly according to my Google page. Ebenezer.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to go with that because Darren is first on my list with the correct spelling. So congratulations, Darren. Woo! That's awesome. Darren, one of the Patreons for GDU as well. Good job. There you are. You are getting...
You win the Scrooge Award.
The Scrooge. And what is it? The Coddy Wampler. Let me just actually hold this up so you can...
Is that a lucky tag?
I don't know.
What is it?
It's a New Zealand reviewer tag. Personal New Zealand Reviewer.
Do they have tags now?
Well, Andrew organised...
Reviewers do, yeah. They have their own tags.
Do they? I've never had a reviewer tag.
Mm. We've got a couple.
Yeah, we're going to have to chase up now. A new thing to add to my list of wants.
I know, just something else. There you go. Andrew says that we can make our own.
Oh.
So, Darren Archer, that one will be on the way to you. I will try and get that in the post as soon as possible. Hopefully that can get to you before Christmas. That'd be wonderful with Oz Post. Who would know these days? Who would know? All righty. So what else have we got here? Okay, so we've talked about souvenirs, Wonders of the World. That's running now. That's been extended until February 20, 2022. So we've all got a little bit more time for Wonders of the World. So that ends 20th of Feb, 2022. So if you haven't got those, you've still got time. What else have we got here? International Earth Cache Day. Did everyone get that souvenir? October? Yep.
Yep.
Try and get that one every year. Now, the CETO seasons, there was season two was September to November. Is there another one? I haven't seen it in the newsletter.
Not till next year, I don't think. They start in March or something, don't they?
I think so.
They don't run them in the American winters because it's too cold to go out and pick up trash in the winter.
Fair enough. That is fair enough. Look, while we're on a roll and we've lost John, so that's fine, let's do another prize. How about I put it in front of the camera so you can see it? That might be helpful. So this is a nominated prize, this one. And this one is going, this is called the Chatterbox Award. So they're always chatting on socials, always participating in the chat room, live in the chat room. So I am going to give this one to, I hope she's in the chat room. I haven't seen her tonight. But the Chatterbox Award for always participating is Natalie Jane all the way from Queensland. So congratulations, Natalie Jane. We're getting a little TB. So that will be on the way to you, Natalie. Thank you for participating and supporting and commenting and always being part of the crew. So thank you very much, Natalie. I will get that to you shortly.
I just wanted to announce that you don't have it in the notes, but the Geocache, New South Wales Geocache of the Year was awarded to a local, he's nearly an ACT person. He's in Yass, which is pretty close. Sui Jackson won the Geocache of the Year for his, how do you say that,
Sisyphus?
Yes, Sisyphus. That one.
Yep.
Sisyphus won the Geocache of the Year for New South Wales, which is pretty good for a, to have it so close to home.
Yeah.
Go and do the cache. Check it out. Awesome. Go and do the cache if you haven't done it.
Yeah.
Carry a rock up a large rock up a big hill.
Deary me. Yeah. No, that looked like a good one. They try and spread out all the geocaches of the month just to give everyone in the state a chance to find them. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Benjamin, you asked the difficult questions here. I don't have it handy. Does anyone know the GC code of Sisyphus?
Yep. GC8XXYH. GC8XXY Yankee Hotel.
Lovely. Thanks, Di. Fast fingers. Thank you very much. That's right, Wilbert. Get that one on the way down to the Mega in Victoria as you're going past. That is right.
Take some friends. You really have to roll a rock up a big hill.
Why?
Dearing me. Talk about a challenge.
Have to go to sea.
Roll the rock back down again, or do you leave it at the top of the hill?
No, you have to roll it back down again.
Slowly we making the hill higher and higher.
It rolls down by itself.
Watch out below.
The latest tot was a like a trolley. We put it on the trolley and we shared dragging it up the hill.
Ah.
It's that heavy. Very right. Cool cache, though.
That's right, Wilbur. You have to do Kitty's new lab and Gundagai on your way through. What's that? What's that involve? Your new lab cache in Gundagai.
It's called G'day Gundagai. So stop in and try to get people to pull off the Hume Highway and go and visit some of these towns. My hubby Grim Raider is about to put one out in Bookham. Hopefully that'll be ready for Wangaratta as well.
Cool.
Well, it will be because you know who's doing it?
You are. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I think I can hear the little call of someone special. So let me just see if I've got a special guest here for us. Just bear with me one moment.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all the supporters of the Geocaching Down Under podcast.
It was Santa. Santa stopped in. Woohoo. Yay. Santa.
You got some big connections there, Terri-Ann.
I know. I made a phone call and make things happen. It was great. See, it's who you know, not what you know. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do the photo comp competition winner. So this month we had some really awesome entries, some really cool entries for November. I'm talking about. Obviously, we're a month behind. So let me just get my little thing here. Blah 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 blah. And this month's winner is, wasn't that smooth segue? So this month's photo comp winner is Heather Walker with this picture here. Isn't that just attractive? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good one, Heather.
We've lost Heather. We've only got half a Heather. So I'll leave that there and I'll tell you a bit about this one. So this one was a fun little multi, in Heather's words, not mine. The GC code is GC99RMT. So that one is called DGSAUS, Climb the Dirty Shank. So that is the picture there, and this geocache is located in South Australia. It's just south of Mount Gambier and only has it's only had five finds so far. So it's quite difficult. It looks like quite the adventure. It's a pretty long hike, and obviously you have to climb in a cave towards the end. So thanks for submitting that, Heather. You'll be able to see your picture in the 2023 GDU calendar. So not the one that's already been printed, but in the next one. So that is the winner there. Now, December's photo comp is up and running. So jump onto Facebook and you can see the post there. I pinned that one to the top of the page. Just submit your photo on in the comments. Enter the GC code and the title so I know where it is and I can talk about it a little bit. But that's the post there that you are looking for. You can submit now until the end of December. And get your photos in because that is really cool. I've loved seeing all the photos. They've been really cool. So if you've got anything that a funny story or a topic that you would like discussed on the show, please send me an email. You can do so by contacting me on geocachingdownunder.com at gmail.com better. That's the calendar that John's holding there. So, Heather, you're going to see your
Baby
picture.
Baby Groot's joined us.
Baby Groot's here. I am Groot. Oh dear, so you can see your picture in the 2023 calendar there. Oh, okay. Let's do what?
This here.
Crikey.
Photo.
Yep.
Is that been carved into the rock or what?
Oh, that's a very good question. That's from Townsville.
That is amazing.
I think it's wood, but I'm not sure. I don't know. We'd have to, I can't even remember whose post that was now.
So if anybody who's done it, they can let us know.
If that's carved out of stone, that's pretty amazing.
You can't really tell.
You can't really tell. I'd say it'd be wood, but it could be, It could be stone. That would be quite the thing there. So
very impressive.
All right. Well, let's do another mistletoe travel bug giveaway. So I've lost count. No, I haven't. We're up to number five. I've got six of these little bad boys. So everyone in the chat room, get ready. Actually, this one might not go off. I've got a backup question for this one. So I released earlier in the week to the Patreons exclusively before anyone else a list of the prizes. Now, I on purpose, deliberately put a spelling mistake in the prize post. So it was a little video showing you of all the prizes that were going on show, and I deliberately put a spelling mistake in. So I don't know how many Patreons we got here tonight, but there was a spelling mistake. So any of my Patreons, if you saw that post, I'll give you a couple of seconds because I'm not sure how many people were paying that much. You know what it was?
No.
Oh dear, I thought at least someone saw it. But
see what I've got to put up.
That's honestly, I don't know. You don't know whether you're coming or going with John, I tell you. Oh dear. I'll give everyone just a few more seconds. There is a couple of Patreons here in the chat room tonight. So that is all good. So if you are a Patreon in the Patreon Facebook only group, there was a spelling mistake in the prizes post, a little video with all the different prizes for this month. So let me know if you picked up that spelling mistake. And I'm not seeing anyone answer, so I am going to... That's right, Lainey. You're not allowed to answer. You were part of the process. You're on the marketing team. You're part of that. You can't answer that. You're excluded. I am so sorry.
Just guess, Julie.
Yeah, Julie, just guess. There's only so many thousands of words in that post.
Prizes, P-R-Y-Z-E-S. I mean, I hope I didn't get it right.
Wouldn't that be funny? Who have we got here? We got... We got Jule. We got DTY. Just have a go, DTY. That's right, Baby Groot. Jule, Houston, Texas. You might have seen it. Just give it a go.
Random, Christmas.
Random answer. Just randomize it. Could have been anything, knowing me.
I can't even find that email.
I was on in the Facebook group.
Facebook.
Boy, oh boy. All right, Julie's got her answer.
No, it's going to cover it. You missed it.
Hey, there we go, Tank Engine. There you go. You were getting a Mistletoe membership. TV. It was membership. Good job, Tank Engine.
We're all members.
Members. That's right. Members. Awesome. Congrats, Tank Engine. I will get that travel bug to you for Christmas. Oh, it's just raining prizes here. Alrighty, so I think I've got another special guest to show to pop in. So let me just see. Yes, he's ready to go. Let me just play you a little video here for you. Get ready.
G'day, PCE and the Geocaching Down Under watchers and listeners. See my Shelley, the Aussie geocacher. Yes, I am missing Australia and I am missing the warmth of summer and Christmas in summer. But guess what? I may get a white Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
All the way from America again, SMS. Thank you, Craig. I really appreciate that. There you go. Oh, Andrew. No, no, no. It's all part of the master plan, Andrew. All part of the master plan. I was sick of doing random numbers. I was trying to think of what other things we could do to get people involved. So that was my little sneaky little dig there.
Oh, wasn't it good to see see Michelle's video be included in the GIF. I thought it was a good one this year as well.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But it was representing America, obviously, because he lives there now. So we're still claiming him as an expat.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of us that easy.
If he could come from New Zealand, we'd still do that, wouldn't we?
I think so. I think we claim everybody, don't we? Oh, dear. All right, well, let's get into the main section of prizes for everybody. I'm sure that's what everyone is hanging out for. So here we go with all the prizes that were on the socials through the week. So let's get started. We'll start off with our one and only John and Di from geostuff.com.au. Right, let me put this on the screen. Shut up, Terri-Ann. Let me put this on the screen so you can see what you're winning. So... prize. Oh, look at that. Yes, look at that shiny stuff. Shiny, shiny, shiny. Look at them. They're a decent size too. They are a decent size. So let me just, I'll just quickly shove this on the screen so you can see a nice clear picture without John waving it around like he just doesn't care. So this is what you're playing for at the moment. This is the 2021 Snowflake Ornament Geocoin, and this is Tracker. So that is Tracker the dog. This is prize number one. That's it there. Thank you, John. Prize number one.
Make a nice pair of earrings if you got two.
Boy, oh boy, you wouldn't want to go swimming with them on, would you? I think you've started
something.
They're a bit
heavy, though.
You've started
something. They're
quite weighty. What about a brooch? I don't think anyone wears brooches anymore.
Car ornament.
We car could ornament. Put a magnet on the back of it.
Yeah.
Nose ornament.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Nose ring.
Man, oh, man. All right, well, I'm going to throw to you, John, to ask this question of our poor listeners and watchers. So when you're ready, John, you ask the question, who's going to win this prize?
I can't remember what the question was.
Okay, no worries. How about I do it on your behalf then? So question.
Yeah, that would be good.
Question to win the 2021 Snowflake Geocoin Tracker is, how many gifts in total were given in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? So in that whole song, 5 gold rings, how many in total gifts were given? Now, I don't have the song to play to you because I'm not that capable.
You could just sing it.
I don't think I'd lose all my viewers, I think.
Terri-Ann, there's another podcast that does the 12 Days of Geocaching Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And every year they release their song. It's really quite funny.
Oh, I'll have to go and have a look for that because that started yesterday, so we are in it. Oh, and while people are answering that, has anyone had a chance to see Kevin? Kevin, I'm doing this year, the 12 Days of Geocachemas with Kevin. Kevin, this is
what
Kevin.
Do you mean with Kevin?
This is Kevin.
Right.
This is Kevin.
GDU Kevin.
GDU Kevin, yep. He's come all the way from Scandinavia. Hurdy-gurdy-birdy-gurdy. And he's doing the 12 Days of Cashmas.
Do you know what the answer is?
Sitting there by my purple Christmas tree.
Don't say it.
Holy moly, yeah. We've got a bit of a gamut here. So we've got people saying things like 78, 68, 42, not even close, Houston, Texas. Going to have to go a little bit higher than that. No, Patrick, 27 is not even close. So let me double check my numbers.
Let's count it up, Terri-Ann. There was 12, then there was 11, and then there was 10, right? That's what you got to do, people.
Maths is not my strong point, but I've got a winner. I've got a winner here. So Heidi Gill, 364 is the total, and as far as I can see, she was first to answer. Does everybody else concur?
Where's Heidi?
Here.
Heidi on Facebook?
Yep.
Heidi on Facebook, you are the winner.
Good job.
You are the winner there of the GeoCoin. Let me put that on the screen there. Good job, Heidi. Good job indeed. So that is your prize there. Congratulations. Look at that shiny thing. All righty. Let's get rid of that. Okay. Hold up the next one, John. We're on to Signal. So 2021 Snowflake GeoCoin. This is Signal this time. Look at him catching snowflakes.
I'm ready, Terri-Ann.
Are you ready? All righty, Kitty. When you're ready, give us the question. Everyone get ready in the chat room. Here we go.
What colour did Santa wear until Coca-Cola rebranded him in red?
Ooh, see, I didn't know the answer to this one. I did not know the answer to this one.
I thought he was always red.
That's what I thought, but apparently not.
Apparently it's a Coca-Cola ploy.
Bloody Coca-Cola. Oh, look at that. Heaps of people getting the answer correct. Wow. Look at you all. You all knew it. I feel like I need to.
Blue, Diane Gowan,
Julie,
blue,
Ten.
Santa.
Wouldn't that be attractive in the snow? Ten. He looked like
bit
he was
of a smirk
naked.
Happening there.
Ten. We got blue. Oh, no, we got 10 again. Oh, I'm with you, Grubfred. I reckon it should have been purple. They missed a treat there. Hey?
It was a trick question.
That would have been awesome. Could you imagine? Oh, it would have been nuts. I think I would have turned into Mrs. Claus. Alrighty, so let me just scroll up here. Someone got in real quick with the correct answer. Woohoo! Andrew Bush over in New Zealand. Now, let me double check. GeoStuff, will you post to New Zealand? Yes? Whoa, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Andrew Bush, you are the winner of the 2021 Ornament Signal Snowflake. Woohoo, Andrew. Congratulations. Thanks for watching live, Andrew. And thanks.
We could do a trade.
Yes. Look at that. Di's already on it.
I want one of his tags.
Yeah. Speaking of tags, let's give away another one. Oh, let me get it out of the packet so you can see what you're talking about. So I do actually have two of these little humdingers.
I want one. I can't be in it though, can I?
You see, you do what I do and just ask, Andrew, can you send me one, please? Because that is so cute.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, dear. All right. Now, seeing as we are going on the fly here, I do not have a question.
What an attractive tag that is.
I'd put it on my ear, but I've got my headphones. Maybe John could put it on his ear for us.
Oh, dear.
All right, we need a question.
I've still got a whole page here.
Well, go for it, Kitty. I'll throw this one here. Yep.
What about a movie one? Is the movie one okay, Cheyenne?
Yeah, go for it. Perfect.
In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Don't like the movie Elf.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
Sorry.
No. Wilbert Albert, Alan Z's out. Come on, Julie, you got to be in it to win it. What was the first code of, what was it, Elf Club?
In the movie Elf,
don't
what was
talk
the first
about
rule of the Code of Elves?
That's it. Yeah. Yep, I reckon I reckon you're right, Patrick. Don't mess with the Santa's cookies. God. Benjamin, he reckons not talk about Fire Club. That is correct. Don't talk about Elf Club. That's what I reckon, Andrew. No biting. Tankinson says no biting. Well, what else have we got here?
I think we've got a winner, Cheyenne.
We got a winner. All righty. Who was first on the list?
Well, the answer was treat every day like Christmas.
Okay.
That's Sheridan, isn't it? No, it's not.
No,
just
okay.
Checking to see who.
So Heidi answered, but she's already won, yeah?
Heidi, yes, you have already got a prize, but thank you for answering. Julie is next on my list. Is that right?
That's what I see. Yep.
Excellent, yep. Excellent. Excellent. So let me pop that back there. So Julie, you have got a New Zealand reviewer tag, the Cody Wampler, on its way to you. So congratulations, Julie. Julie. Thanks for playing, Heidi. Appreciate that. But as you have already won, we'll give that to the next person. So thank you. And while we're on a roll. Now, Di, are you ready with the question? I'm going with no. So let me just.
He never told me the questions.
Never mind. It's all good. So over there on your little bar there, you'll see a little notification has just popped up. Can you see that on your right-hand side?
Yeah.
Excellent. Press on that little notification. Sneaky.
Oh, okay. I need to move the computer closer because I can't read that. Okay. Three of Santa's reindeer's names begin with the letter D. What are those names?
There you go, everybody.
It's an easy one.
Get your answers into the chat room there. Three of Santa's reindeers started with a D. What are the names of those three reindeer that started with D?
Dopey, Doc, and Dismal.
Sneezy.
Dum-dum. Oh, dear.
Oh, that's wrong cartoon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gary Cashman, you're in with a quick answer, but you got one of your answers wrong. Two of them were right. Woohoo, they're coming in too fast, I can't see. Okay, we have got a winner there somewhere. Let's scroll
back. They come
back
in fast,
they
don't they?
They do. It's like a little flood of answers, a little tidal wave of answers.
Dinner is not one of them.
Dinner, sorry.
But it could be arranged.
Well, depending where you live, that's right.
Oh. I like Teddy Square's answer.
Oh, I've lost it. Oh, Dancer Donna dead. Oh, that's a bit rough. That's a bit rough. So the answer was Dancer, Dasher and Donna. And that's not Donna like a Donna kebab. Donna with an ER. Dasher. Dancer and Donna.
And Dave.
Dave the reindeer. Hi, I'm Dave. I'll be your reindeer today. Who we got here?
I like Thomas's Dasher, Dancer and Dixon.
Oh, man. All right, so we're looking for Dancer, Dasher and Donna. My God, this is like a riddle, this is.
Dasher, Dancer.
Has Tank Engine already won tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, but Dixon isn't right.
Dixon's.
Ben and Karen?
I think it's Ben and Karen.
Yeah.
Because Dave doesn't cut it, Andrew Bush.
Andrew, it's not Dave, but good try. Thank you very much for playing. So, Ben and Karen, congratulations. You have got one of these cool little doohickey me whatsies. No. I've lost track of my prizes. No. I'm totally wrong. That's not what you've won. You've won one of these. One of these. You've won 1 year geocaching premium membership. Ben and Karen, good job, good job. Ben and Karen.
Thanks to Ministro, well done, well done.
Absolutely, and thank you, Matt Ministro, for donating that prize. Very appreciative of that, so thank you very much. That is really cool. Let me get rid of that for you, and let me just catch up to myself here. So I'm going to pop this here so I don't lose myself. This is the next prize. This is the 2021 Geocaching HQ Holiday Geo Coin. Now, how snazzy is that coin?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, it looks so cool. I really want one myself. But.
Oh, it's a nice one.
So that's it
there. I had to call it somewhere with my order.
Oh, that is so cool. All right. So for the 2021 Geocaching HQ Holiday Geo Coin. Now, this one is a very special prize. So what we've done is the three brain cells, the GDU mm-hmm. brain cells, we've all had a little chin wag through the week. And this is a special prize to the overall picture winner for all the submissions throughout the year for the geocaching calendar competition. So we put all our heads together and we have come up with a winner. So this is the winner here, and they will win that beautiful geocoin. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ben Appleford, woo! You are the winner of that beautiful geocoin. So thank you very much for your submission, Ben. That's awesome. So Ben, he submitted this picture back in May of 2021 this year. I'm not quite sure how to say it. I think it's, is it Mayor's Hill or Mars Hill? Congratulations, Ben. You are getting a super cool coin there. Alrighty, so big congratulations to all the winners tonight. I will reach out to you and get some contact details from you if I don't already have them. I'm sure you're going to love all your prizes because they're all super cool. If you enjoyed tonight's show, please hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit the like button on Facebook. Hit the notification bell so you can join us on our socials and you will never miss an episode. Don't forget to write in with your stories and questions or if you'd like to join us on the show as a guest, please let me know, geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. You can do so by contacting us there. Massive thanks to our sponsors. So, John and I, geosoft.com.au. So, Lainey at LK Consulting Group, thank you for the marketing, mentoring, and the coaching program. Honestly, I know she is my aunt, but I really couldn't do this program without her. She's been my greatest supporter in doing this podcast and brainstorming ideas. Thank you very, very much. If anyone is looking for someone to coach them with their marketing, you can't go past Lainey, honestly. She is very, very good at what she does, and I'm super lucky to be getting it for free. Thank you, family. Now, massive thank you also to John and I, geostuff.com.au. Your continued monthly support with prizes, your generosity has just been outstanding. This year, it's just been so overwhelming, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for believing in me from the beginning and being there from day one when I took over from Craig. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your ongoing support. And once again, I really couldn't do it without you, and I just appreciate it so much. So thank you very much, John and Di. Really, really appreciate it. And also, big special shout-out to my mum. She's not watching live. She's stuck in a meeting tonight, so that's not too crash hot. But thanks for bringing me into the world, Mum. Couldn't be here without you. Oh, dear. Thank you very much for all your love and support, and just thank you very much. And also one last thank you, special thank you, last but by no means least, See My Shell. As some of you people may know, I took over the podcast from Craig a year and a half ago. I did have a cohort, Tattoo Squared. He is in the chat room there somewhere. He was on board with me there in the beginning. we met and we decided we'd take it on, and Tattooed Squared and myself, we took over, and then I've continued on without Tattooed. But really, Craig, since the beginning, our friendship has just grown, and you've been such a support. And I know you're no longer the host of the show, but your continued support to guide me through the podcast from afar is really, really cool. Love your support. Really appreciate it. And thank you. And I've gained a true friend. So thank you very much. Awesome. So Sheridan, the calendar you will be able to purchase on geostuff.com.au.
Oh, look, we've got an stereo.
That will be up on the website very soon. Very soon. We're just organising. We're just organising things in the background.
We're waiting for stuff.
Okay, it's my fault. Okay, it's my fault. It's always my fault. I'm always late. I've just got to get John and Di something, and then they can pop it on the website. But yes, you can get that on the website, geostuff.com.au.
Oh. Will you put something out on Facebook when it comes up, when it becomes available?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah,
we'll put something up on Geostuff's Facebook page as well.
That'd be good. Because I just was about to order one, but if you tell me I can't, I'm just going to hold off.
I will anticipate by the end of the week. What day is it? Tuesday. Okay, middle of the week it will be there.
By tomorrow.
Yeah, committing it. Tomorrow you will have something.
It needs to be soon.
I know, right? I know, because you've got to order by Friday at the very, very latest. Well, no, Friday's too late.
And they need the calendar before the start of the new year.
I know, right? So they can plan all their awesome geocaching experiences.
You know what? I'm going to take it to work, and when people ask me what geocaching is, I'm just going to point.
It's a good one. It takes you
this
there.
This is what you do. It's not about the box, people. It's about sticking your head up a...
That's right.
Whatever it was that Hev Walker put a head
That's
up.
Right. That's right. Thanks for joining us, Tattooed Squared, and thank you for your continued support, even though you are no longer on the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks, mate. Have a good night at work. Hope it's all going well. Lovely.
Merry Christmas to you.
There you go. That is a good idea, Lainey. You can shoot John and I a little message, and we could potentially sort of essentially pre-order. But tomorrow, they will be on the website tomorrow, trust me. I got time. Awesome.
We've lost them.
I think they're just checking on another app on their computer or something. So that's fine. While they're racing around there,
they're going into another dimension.
Oh, dear. Awesome. So I'm just going to do a quick shout out to the show's Patreon. So thank you very, very much to these people. See My Shell, Kitty Catch, Green Cordial, Kingfisher AU, Snappy Tomcats, who are in another dimension at the moment, Julie, Darren Archer, Captain Roverman, DTY, who is joining us here tonight. Thank you very much. Wollaston, Banj, 5150, and Jamie Backwards. That's what I'm calling you now because I cannot pronounce that. Houston, Texas Dave, thank you for joining us live. Really, really appreciate it. And Patrick and Trish from Found It Podcast, all the way in Sweden. New Patreons, thank you very, very much. Truly appreciate it. I will return the favor. So thank you very much to the Patreons. Couldn't do this without you. And I still have one more. Let me hold it up the right way for you all. I still have one more of the mistletoe travel bugs to give away. So this one is a question. This one is a question. Hopefully you've been watching through the show and have been paying attention. The question is, before Santa popped in to say hello, did anyone recognize who Santa was? I will take his real name or his geocaching name. If someone can tell me who Santa was, if anyone recognized Santa, tell me in the chat room now. And you will get this awesome little mistletoe travel bug. Pop your answers into the chat room. Who was Santa? Did you recognize him? Oh, look at that. I can see right into the background.
You mean he's not real,
Terry? Of course he's real. It's one of his minions. Oh, we've got some answers coming in there. Got some answers. Oh, we've got a correct answer already. Thank you very much. Oh, look at all these answers. So Gary Cashman reckons it was Craig. Sheridan reckons it was Grim Raider. Could have been, but no. Oz Fox reckoned it was Thomas the Tank Engine. Fortunately, no. DTY, she thought it was John. That would have been quite cool. Julie reckons it was Groot. That would have been even really cooler. Oh, Andrew, you reckon it was Les Patterson? All right, well, I can tell you that someone got it correct right up the top here. Let me just scroll, scroll, scroll. Every day I'm scrolling. And ta-da, 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 Elizabeth Lewis. Congratulations, Elizabeth Lewis. You have won the Mistletoe TV. So I will be in contact with you after the show and get some details from you there. So thank you very much. All right, so everyone, thank you very much for being here live. Big thank you to the replay viewers and listeners. Really appreciate you all. Obviously, the show wouldn't be here without you. So you can watch the replay on YouTube or you can listen via podcast apps such as Spotify. Thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to the Patreons. Thank you to the near and far for tuning in every month for making each show an adventure. It has been such a joy. I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas with your loved ones. That could be your dogs, your cats, or your people. Hope you have a happy and safe new year, and we will see you on the 11th of January. I'm PCE, and on behalf of Kitty Catch, John, and Di from Geostuff, we would like to say it has been super awesome fun. And remember, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a good one.